Welcome to the 510 podcast. I'm Heidi Matheson, and my goal in the next 5 to 10 minutes is to bring you some encouragement from the Word of God and to do what Paul tells us to do in Ephesians 5 verse 10, to find out what pleases the Lord. Together, let's strengthen our faith through the Word of God. In this age of self-care and self-help, there are many phrases that are thrown about that sound good. Phrases that sound like belief systems that we should subscribe to. But as Christians, we need to be discerning about what sounds good and what is actually good. We need to weigh up these self-care phrases against the Word of God. We need to compare them to what Jesus said, compare them to what the Bible says. We need to check that the advice that the Bible gives us isn't different to what we're hearing in the world around us. So the first phrase that I want us to consider is the phrase, do whatever makes you happy. Or perhaps people are talking about loved ones in their lives. I've often heard parents say something like, I just want my children to be happy. Now, this sounds great. Everyone wants to be happy, right? But is doing whatever makes you happy really the way that we should be living? Well, first of all, I think that we need to consider what the definition of happy is. So in the online Oxford English Dictionary, it gives this as one of the definitions. Feeling or showing a deep sense of pleasure or contentment, especially arising from satisfaction with one's circumstances or condition. So in essence, happiness has to do with our circumstances or the way that we feel. This is somewhat problematic to me because I often find myself in circumstances that are less than satisfactory. Whether it be ill health or financial difficulty, perhaps a relationship struggle or some challenge in my work environment or feeling stressed about my children's circumstances, there is always something that would prevent me from being happy. It doesn't sound like an easy state to achieve long term and consistently. Joy, on the other hand, according to the Oxford English Dictionary online, is a vivid emotion of pleasure arising from a sense of well-being or satisfaction. This is very different to happy. This is more of a big picture idea rather than a what's happening in my life right now idea. Joy is more long-term. Happy is short-term. And often, a decision that makes me happy right now can have long-term consequences that destroy my joy. Let's have a look at a couple of scriptures. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 9 to 11, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Jesus is giving us some advice that will bring us lasting joy, not just temporary happiness. That advice is to abide or remain or dwell in his love. In order to abide in his love, we need to keep his commandments. Our state of joy, the long-lasting, fulfilling joy, is dependent on how we live our lives. And the way that we experience complete, lasting joy is to live how he wants us to live. Jesus has more to say about this in Mark chapter 8, verse 36. He says, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? We might think that being wealthy makes us happy. But here Jesus is asking, what good is worldly wealth if we lose our soul? And he goes on to ask, what is so important to us that we would give up our soul in order to feel temporarily happy? He's talking about the fact that eternity is more important than our short existence here on earth. Happiness is fleeting, but joy is everlasting. In Psalm chapter 16, verse 11, David says that fullness of joy is found in the Lord's presence. When we spend time with our Creator, that's where we find joy. when we are in a place of listening to the Lord's voice and living according to His purpose for us, His will for us, that's where we find joy. In John chapter 10, when Jesus is in the middle of a discourse about shepherds and sheep, He names Himself as the good shepherd who loves and cares for His sheep, even to the point of laying down His life for His sheep. And in verse 10, He says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Other versions say that they may have life to the full. You see, the devil, our enemy, lies to us consistently. He makes us feel discontent. He turns our eyes away from the things that are truly important in life. He causes us to be jealous of what others have, coveting the lives and possessions of others. But that kind of attitude brings destruction. The full, abundant life that Jesus gives us is satisfying, it's purposeful, it's full, it's abundant. You know, we might feel really happy buying a new car, but what happens to our happiness when that new car gets scratched or dented? We might feel really happy if we receive a bonus at the end of the year. But then what happens to our happiness when we spend that money and it's gone? Or if we buy the latest, fanciest iPhone and then drop it on the pavement and smash the screen? Possessions, money, relationships might bring us temporary happiness, but will they bring us lasting joy? So let's reconsider that statement. Do whatever makes you happy. Should this be your mantra that we live by? I would rather experience a deep, long-lasting joy than a fickle happiness that can change with the wind. I would rather see my children living fulfilled, purposeful, satisfying lives than for them to just be happy for the moment. The Bible never said, "Do whatever makes you happy." Jesus never said, "Do whatever makes you happy." He said, "Do what I tell you to do. Follow my commandments. Listen to my voice." Because that's how we experience fullness of joy. Thanks for listening to the 510 podcast. I really hope you were encouraged today. I'd love it if you would take a moment to rate the 510 podcast on your favorite podcast player. And if you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with a friend.